Today is Thursday, August 4th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I'm currently looking at the spaghetti dinners. Well, the Tonty Town Grape Festival schedule for Thursday, August 4th, because Mark and I are going to go to the Grape Festival tonight. It's only, we could walk in about 20 minutes. We're not going to walk, but we could walk to the Grape Festival. It might be a half an hour walk, but we're going to drive because we walked enough in Italy. But anyway, so yeah, the museum opens at 3 o'clock until 7. The arts and crafts fair is from 3 to 10. The spaghetti dinner is from 4:30 to 8:30, and that's what we're going to go to. So after I record this, we're probably going to leave here around 6:30 or 7. And the carnival armbands go from 5 to 11 p.m. There's bingo at 6, but we're going to miss that because it's 5:45 right now. There's free live entertainment. Some band, I think it is, called Kevin Upshaw and One Night, and then there's one called Midnight South. It's probably not our type of music, but anyway, it'll probably be busy. I actually drove by there last night, and it was pretty busy. And everyone loves the spaghetti dinner. It's spaghetti, it's homemade pasta, because this area, you know, was settled by Italian people back in the day. And the reason we have wine here is because the Italians who settled here decided they wanted, it was favorable for growing grapes. And so we have a winery and a grape festival. And because they were Italian, that's where you get the spaghetti. So the Catholic Church in Tonty Town that Mark actually attends, they make homemade pasta. You know, I don't know. Actually, I don't know if they make the pasta at the church. Somewhere in Tonty Town, somebody is making pasta. But they make homemade pasta. They make homemade sauce. And they serve it with, so it's spaghetti. You know, it's spaghetti bolognese. But there's also fried chicken with it, which, you know, is a little weird. But, and we even have a restaurant in town that serves spaghetti and fried chicken. So it's a thing. I don't know. So we're going tonight. Anyway, so I was just looking at that to see what time the dinner was, because that's going to be our dinner tonight. But anyway, I'm still having some problems with my Rodecaster Pro 2. I'm super bummed because I love it. Like, I really love it. It's got so many features, and I know the original Rodecaster that I bought, which, by the way, Taylor, please email me or message me on my text message me or, you know, whatever, because if you want to buy it, I'm boxing it up. If not, Humble Pie wants to buy it possibly, so, you know, let me know. I'm going to text him tonight just to see. So anyway, oh, there goes my phone. Great. See, this is what happens when I turn the volume on my phone, I'll be recording a podcast and then some notification will happen and, you know, you guys will hear it. Or work. You know, I'm in Zoom meetings all day long and somebody at work is going to hear it. And so a lot of times I leave my phone on, and most of the time I leave my phone on silent. And then when I have those occurrences where I'm like, I'm waiting on a phone call, I'm going to turn my phone on. I'm going to turn it on. And then it makes so many noises during work meetings, during podcasting. So then I put it back in silent. But the problem is when people call me, I don't hear it because it's on silent. And so I miss a lot of phone calls. So I get accused of, you never answer your phone. But I can't figure out a way to, when I need to hear it, but when I don't, you know, it's a pain in the butt every time I start recording a podcast to try to silence my phone. And I suppose I could time it. There are apps where you could say, okay, or even in the operating system, I could probably say, okay, silence from 5 to 7 p.m., which is generally when I'm recording Geeky Gay or Friday nights, you know, when I'm recording Mix Minus or during the, I don't know. But I was waiting on a callback from Sweetwater because I called them earlier today. And so the problem with the Rodecaster Pro 2, I love it. And I know that Rode is good about doing firmware updates because they already, they did lots of, well, several firmware updates on the original Rodecaster. And they've already talked about some cool features they want to add. They've already added one feature since the release, which was routing. I won't go into detail. I won't bore you guys. But I'm really excited about all of that, and there's some lots of really cool features. But 4 or 5 times now, probably more than that, the sound effects pads have just randomly started playing sound effects without me touching it. And I don't know if it's like they're, it's like stuck, like there's a hardware issue or some gunk is there between the, you know, the button and the, because it always seems to be a sound under the same button or a sound in the same, but I think, but I can't repeat it. So every time it happens, you know, and the thing is today I was in a meeting, a work meet. This has happened 2 times now this week during work, where I'm in a meeting and my audio for my podcasting goes through the same mixer for work, goes through the same mixer. Like I use this microphone for my work meetings. And so today I was in a meeting and all of a sudden the Pride 48 bumper started playing. I didn't touch it. Like I wasn't even looking at the mixer. And it just started playing this Pride 48 bumper. So then I just called, and I was able to stop it quickly. So it just played the, like the very beginning of the bumper. But anyway, so I can't have that. Everything else seems to be working great. I'm learning about the, you know, how I need to set my processing and levels and all that kind of stuff. I think I'm getting better at that. I don't have to. So with the old one, it was so slow transferring files from the mixer to the computer that I would have to take the SD card out every day when I recorded my show and take it out of the mixer, put it in the Mac, edit it, and then take it out of the Mac, put it back in the mixer, and, you know. And that did cause one time where I, you know, didn't have the SD card in and I was going to record or something for Mix Minus, and so so it's good. So the transfer speed is super quick on the new one, and so I don't have to take the SD card out because it's always connected via USB to the computer. And but yeah, if it would just stop playing random sound effects, I would be much happier. So I'm waiting on a call back from them, and I guess my sales rep is not working today because normally he's really responsive, but he must not be working. But anyway, so last night we finished up the show that we're watching, Paper Girls, or that we were watching. It's on HBO. No, it's on Prime. So I was thinking about HBO Max because all of that news that I've seen about Discovery Plus, you know, Warner merged. So Discovery and HBO and all that, they all merged into one company. And there's talk that they're going to really focus on the reality programming, like Chip and Joanna Gaines and all the HGTV stuff and Food Network stuff, instead of a lot of the scripted content that they had on HBO Max. And so everybody on Twitter's like, oh my God, are they going to cancel Hacks? Are they going to cancel The Flight Attendant? Are they going to... So I was thinking about HBO Max. But anyway, so we finished that show, and it was enjoyable. I mean, I would watch another season of it if, you know, the way it ended, I would like to see, you know, more stories. And it's actually a comic book series, so if I really wanted to know, I don't read comic books, but if I really wanted to know, I could buy the comics. I'm not a comic book reader, though, so I won't. I had orchestra rehearsal. I mowed the lawn. There was so much, and I know I already talked about that. I was so hot after mowing the lawn. When I mow in the heat, it makes my stomach, it makes me nauseated. I just, for what it's worth. And then, you know, I come in, I take my shower, and I was so hot that I was sweating. I don't know if you ever start taking a shower and then you're sweating after you get out of the shower. So no matter how much you towel dry yourself, you're not getting dry. And so I laid on the bed naked. And every time I do that, Mark comes up behind me. He's like, "Woo!" And put his face up to my, well, I don't want to go into too many details, my butt. But anyway, so I did that. I went to orchestra. I got Wendy's on the way back because I couldn't be bothered to get Whataburger. They didn't have my favorite vanilla shake. They're doing strawberry at the moment. And their chocolate machine was broken. So I tried the strawberry frosty, not shake, frosty. You know, it's okay, but I'm just not a big fan of strawberry ice cream. So I probably won't get that again. And that's about all we did last night, so I'll end it there. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.